Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't look at myself as a savior.
Durant, looking for the dagger.
But I know what I can do.
You know who I am. Y'all know who I am. You know, I'm Kevin Durant.
Durant! I just wanna keep going up. You should have hated a little more. Cause really it ain't good enough.
It's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that
Boss
we
up
do?
And get the people! What they want.
We have absolute chaos in the NBA. Kyrie Irving opted in. We thought that him and KD were going to run it back in Brooklyn, but guess what KD did? He requested a trade. He requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. Jalen Rose, what is your initial reaction to this news?
My initial reaction is it takes courage to be happy, regardless of the relationship. It could be with a mate, it could be with a friend, it could be with a family member, it could be professional. And you know what else, Jacoby? It also takes an adult to admit when you're wrong. And KD looked at the situation from both sides and thought, not only am I going to break up with the Nets, I'm going to break up with Kyrie too.
Whoa.
I don't care what's being said publicly about their friendship. Look back at all of the footage you see me talking about this topic over the last year or so. I told you once Kyrie didn't get vaccinated, that's going to stain the relationships that KD had with a couple other people in the locker room, in particular James Harden. I did the belly reference all year, didn't I? That's your man. That's your man. Y'all got me to leave Houston to come play with y'all, and we only played 20 games together. And then James Harden basically quit on them and they trade him. And then now he's the third person KD's breaking up with. He like, wait a minute, we traded for Ben Simmons. He's hurt. Get surgery and didn't play a game? So he breaking up with the Nets, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons. He sees all three of those as situations that doesn't get him closer to his goal. So KD admits that he's wrong and he has the courage to do what it takes in his life right now to be happy.
So he just signed an extension, right, in 2021, about a year ago today. However, they don't have to trade him. And when you look at the league, there's not a lot of dance partners that have a package that's worthy of Kevin Durant, who's one of the best players in the league. And we have our colleague, Adrian Wojnarowski. He tweeted that Kevin Durant is interested in playing for two teams, the Heat or the Suns. Now you look at this and you're like, wait a second, the Heat, maybe they could trade Bam Adebayo. No, they cannot, because you can't have Ben Simmons and Bam Adebayo on the same team because they're on their rookie extensions. The Suns could put together a package that maybe involves Ayton and Bridges and picks. But what does that even do for the Nets? So Jalen, sure, he wants to go to Phoenix or Miami. But is there a package out there? Like, where do you see him going? How does this even work? How do you put together a package that's worthy of Kevin Durant if you're on the Nets side of the table?
Well, I love what the Hawks are doing and DeJounte Murray, but that just set a precedent. Because if you're getting three first-round picks for him, imagine exactly what it'll look like for Kevin Durant. That's one. But also, if you're the Hawks, man, you got to wait 24 to 48 hours to be a part of this sweepstakes. With that being said, if I'm the Nets, Jacoby, I'm not rushing. See, this is what happens in situations like this. You get the news, you gain the information, people want to act in a frenzy and feel like everybody want to pick up the phone and make a deal happen right now. Take a deep breath for a second and let me set the table for you. Sean Marks, Steve Nash, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving are all under contract. Mm-hmm. So is Ben Simmons. So is Joe Harris. They're all under contract. So there is a chance if you're the Nets, why rush this?
Talk to me.
If you're trading Kevin Durant, I just worked the draft this year, right? And I'm going to say this as a joke. Where would Kevin Durant have gone in the draft?
Number zero.
So how much is that worth, right? And so if I'm trading him, what team did you say? Miami? Don't even call me unless we're talking about Jimmy and or Bam when he's eligible. If Phoenix is on the phone, we ain't even discussing anything unless Devin Booker's name is mentioned.
Well, Booker's also on a rookie extension. He also is ineligible to be traded to Brooklyn.
And so since that can't happen, that goes to your question. Is there a path for him to still be a Net? And if I'm with Brooklyn, I'm not rushing this in any way, shape, or form.
So I'm glad you brought that up. Because before he requested a trade, just 24 hours ago, I was looking at the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie's opted in. You've got Seth Curry, Joe Harris. They've got Claxton back. They've got KD and Kyrie. That, to me, that's a top three team in the Eastern Conference. Maybe the top team in the Eastern Conference. Look at this team right here, Mr. Rose. Why wouldn't you want to play on this team if you are Kevin Durant? There's some real trauma that happened last season with the Nets that we must not be privy to, because that, to me, is a good team.
Jacoby, again, here's where you can't panic. You and I talked about this off wax, and then I just had to say it on NBA Countdown. I would not have traded James Harden. He was still under contract. I would have been like, I know you got a hand injury. I know you out of shape. I know Kyrie ain't vaccinated. I know all of these things. But I know all of y'all under contract, and I'm going to see all three of you guys play a healthy playoff series one time and check out the outcome. So now you can't double down like me at a blackjack table splitting eights and having people mad at you and do the exact same thing again. Why rush it? KD got four years left on this deal. He just saw the Golden State Warriors win the championship without him. You don't think he motivated? You don't think he ready to get back out on the court? Kyrie's going to be in the final year of his deal. He wanted to get an extension. He didn't get it. He's going to be playing for a bigger deal. If he wants to get to LA, guess what he has to do next year? Two ball. And so they're under contract. I let them run it back until somebody just gives me an offer that I can't refuse. Look at what OKC got for Paul George. Look at what the Spurs got for DeJounte Murray. You got to equal that deal before I even talk to you about Kevin Durant.
I would run it back if I am the Nets. However, there's another wrinkle to this as well. Right before Kevin Durant's trade request, Ben Simmons posted this on Instagram. It's him in the Nets facility.
I can't stand
in the
you.
Nets
I can't
uniform.
Stand you. I can't stand
it does
you.
Feel like it does feel like Kevin Durant saw the post from Ben Simmons and was like, wait, him? Like this is my teammate? I gotta go.
That's wrong, man. That's wrong. That's just mean. You can be mean if you're funny, like the great American philosopher David Jacoby taught me. But it was crazy that the news broke like 5 minutes after this post went up. But in all honesty, I'm giving you guys each side of it. KD's breaking up with the Nets, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons. That's why he asked to be traded.
Well, it is shocking to me because I really feel like this Nets team was poised to be a serious championship contender. They got Kyrie on a contract year. Like Kyrie's gonna audition. He's auditioning for his next deal. He's gonna have a great year this season. You've got Ben Simmons after surgery, healthy. It's a perfect fit. Harris, Curry. Like, why would KD do this? And what does he expect the result to be? Like, there's no real package from Miami or from Phoenix that makes sense. So what does he expect to happen next?
Well, just think about something. Like, while you said a lot about a great roster, you did project one major thing, and that was the health of Ben Simmons. Like, I'm going to keep saying this until I get an answer. How did he pass his physical? Like, I've been traded 99 times, and trust me, they poke you, they prod you, you get on tables. I was flipping around like a fish. getting in and out of MRI machines, getting my knee hit, getting my head examined, all of that. If he never played a game for the Nets, it ended up needing surgery of any part of his body. I'm trying to figure, in particular, if it's his back, how did he pass a physical? If not to give too much information, I took a red eye, injured my back, and had spasms for 48 hours and was spinning around and couldn't sleep. How did he pass a physical? So I can't project that he's gonna be healthy, but I do agree with you. I'm hoping that he's healthy. And if he is healthy, again, if you the Nets, do not split eights at the blackjack table like I would. Do not rush this. Do not panic. KD's under contract. Kyrie's under contract. Ben Simmons is under contract. You still have a chance to have a motivated team that wants to do something special.
Well, this is ESPN. And this is major NBA news, so of course, the Lakers are involved. Here's what our colleague Brian Windhorst had to say about the potential of KD and Kyrie ending up in LA.
But it has been floated to me by executives that, I'm sorry, I'm loath to say it.
I can't. Don't do it.
That if they were be kept together, that the Lakers would potentially have a package that you could trade for both of them.
Let's go,
Richard.
But we don't know. It's too fragile because we just don't know where KD and Kyrie are, if they're still interested in together. But it would take, after seeing what happened when they were together, almost no team with options would do it.
No.
What?
No. I love Wendy. I was just on Get Up With My Guy this morning. Let me make sure I'm very clear about what I'm about
to
say. Let me be very clear about what I'm about to say. I gave y'all the three bullets. KD breaking up with the Nets, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons. Ain't no package deal for them going nowhere. That's what I believe. The second thing I want to say, did the Lakers get some assets that I missed?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
They got a bunch of clutch. They're basically the clutch team now. They signed a bunch of clutch guys yesterday.
And shout to my guy Rich Paul, turned into a G in the game. But however, if you talking to me about KD, LeBron's name gonna come up. As a matter of fact, I want some Bronny rights too. You know what I'm saying? If we talking about the Lakers, how am I gonna trade KD and or Kyrie, and we ain't talking about Bron and or AD? There's no path there.
Westbrook and AD, a couple pieces.
No. KD just tried to play with Kyrie and Harden. It didn't work. He wants, if he leaves the Nets, in my opinion, to not be a package deal with him. And if there is a package deal out there, it ain't in purple and gold.
Well, something tells me that KD and Kyrie, if they are going to play together next year, it's going to be for the Brooklyn Nets. And like you, Jalen Rose, if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I'm not trading KD. I'm not doing that. I'm not trading KD. Do you know what I would have to get back to trade Kevin Durant, who is second to Giannis, probably the second best player on the planet right now? I'm standing pat, and I would love to see this roster perform in Brooklyn next year. We'll see what happens there. There was a lot of other news in the NBA that has nothing to do with the Brooklyn Nets, nothing to do with Kyrie Irving or Kevin Durant. Another former MVP got paid yesterday. We'll tell you the haul that man, the stretch mark five, Nikola Jokic got right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Coming Coming to you live from Pier 17 in Seaport in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, there's so much discussion about Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and where he's going to end up and all of this that there were some big moves that were sort of overlooked, one of which is our guy, who I lovingly call the Stretch Mark 5, former MVP, Nikola Jokic. He signed a five-year, $270 million extension to stay with the Nuggets. The Nuggets, to me, are a little bit like the Nets. If healthy, they've got a great roster. If healthy, because when you look at their starting five and their reserves, if healthy, they are one of the best teams in the Western Conference. Now they've locked up Jokic. How do you feel about what they've built around him and what their potential is?
And their ownership, the Kroenke family, just won three championships with the other squads that they own in different sports. How about that? I'm really happy for the Joker because, first off, he made a dedication to changing his body. Mm. And then the second thing was embracing being the best player and the leader. And then thoroughly going out there performing on a nightly basis and proving that he's going to go down as one of the most skilled big men to ever play this game. Already being a back-to-back MVP puts him in exclusive elite category. And now for him to sign the largest deal in the history of the NBA as a second-round pick years back, the sky's the limit for him and his potential. And the one thing about he, like Steph Curry in a different way as a perimeter-oriented player, is when your best player doesn't need to dominate the ball, it's fun to come to work. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because when I cut, I'm going to get the ball. When I get a steal, he's going to feed me. And the game becomes fun. And I agree with you. When those Nuggets get healthy, they are going to be a force in the Western Conference because of our guy, the Stretch Mark 5, the Joker.
So when you sign the Joker to this deal, you can see it. When you look at the roster, you see success there. They've got a centerpiece. They've got great role players and stars around him. However, the next player that we're going to discuss, Bradley Beal, is in a different situation. Sure, he got his deal. He got a $251 million five-year deal. However, unlike the Joker, this team is not built around him in a way that puts them in contention for even the playoffs. How do you think this plays out in Washington?
Come a little closer. Just me and you. We're on the pod.
Just us two?
10 years. Two? Absolutely. Let me tell you, so you want the good news or the bad news?
I want the good news.
The good news is Bradley Beal about to be the second person in the history of the NBA to sign a $250 million deal. That's amazing.
What's the bad news?
The bad news is if they start to struggle, he's going to want out.
He's gone. Yep. How long is it going to take? Christmas? Thanksgiving? Like where are we going to get to before we start hearing that Bradley Beal requested a trade? What holiday is it going to be? Valentine's Day?
All right, I got you. What holiday? You ready for this? Seriously? January 30th, my birthday.
Oh, you're 50th.
Yep, that holiday. By then, either the Wizards are going to be in playoff contention and balling, and my lookalike brother, Bradley Beal, who just got so much bread, and I'm happy for him and his family because, hey, he really do have game.
Yeah.
Representing St. Louis. It was great to see the ascension of talent of he and Jason Tatum. And, like, he stepped up his skill. He stepped up his passing, his ability to finish at the hoop, his pace. Like, he got a real game. And so, like, I would also like to see him. Can he be like a Jimmy Butler for the Miami Heat? Can he be a guy that's like, okay, I'm one of the best players in this conference. Can Bradley Beal now lift his team? That's something I'm even like DeMar DeRozan did last year with the Bulls. Like I want to see that from him as well.
You always say we win because we have you. Let's see if they can win because they have Bradley Beal.
There you go.
Jalen, with all this NBA free agency news going on, there was another huge piece of news in the world of sports. When I think about the Pac-10 or the Pac-12, some teams come to mind. Two of them are in Los Angeles, UCLA and USC. Well, guess what? They're moving to the Big Ten. Jalen Rose, two Los Angeles stalwarts, two teams that you associate with the West Coast, with the Pac-10, Pac-12, are going to be in the Big Ten. What do you feel about this as a Big Tenner?
Oh, feelings. So the Big Ten Conference was initially named that because it was actually 10 teams that participate. Then they changed the logo because more than 10 teams participate. How many teams are now in the quote-unquote Big Ten? Do you even know that answer?
12.
Okay. My answer and reaction is keep getting them checks. This is just all about the money. You know, this has nothing to do with the spirit of the game. This has nothing to do with can players get to class. It has nothing to do with the proximity of the games. And so as somebody that played in the Big Ten and played collegiate basketball before the NILs, it's refreshing to see players get, oh, bang, bang, Single Street. You see them Jordans? You know what I'm saying? Watch out now. Oh, watch out. Watch out. And so the one thing I see is like an opportunity for these conferences to make money. But here's the thing I really want to say in all honesty. I also took my academics seriously. I also was on the dean's list. And here's what I also know. If we got a game Wednesday night at UCLA, I ain't going to be at class Thursday morning in Michigan.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
It ain't even set up for me to be. And so now it's about the money. Everybody's showing that it's about the money. And welcome to the Big Ten. I'm happy to see USC in particular come to the Big Ten as a football program because it's going to bring credibility to those wins, playing against Ohio State, playing against Wisconsin, playing against Michigan State. Like, you beat USC, that's going to be some credible wins for our Michigan Wolverines if we're able to get it done.
We have more to discuss in just minutes. We'll get back to Kevin Durant requesting a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. What a bombshell. What is next? Find out. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, no matter how much news there is in NBA free agency, every single day on this program, what are we going to recognize?
Wrongfully detained way too long, 134 days. We here at Jalen and Jacoby wish Brittany Griner a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Jalen, I have an idea. If I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I'm not trading Kevin Durant. I don't care if he requested a trade. He's under contract. What are you going to get back that equals Kevin Durant? I'm keeping Kevin Durant.
I'm not going to be able to do it. Have you ever heard me say that before? Let me say
it. Many times.
I'm not going to be able to do it. You ain't heard me say it three straight times. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not doing it.
Unless it's Giannis, I'm not trading Kevin Durant. Oh, am I getting Giannis? No, then I'm not trading Kevin Durant.
I need your entire franchise.
A week from Monday, taking vacation.